Heather was a young woman who, from all accounts, was brought up in a very dysfunctional family, alcoholism, child abuse. And one night, she was awakened by her grandmother, who'd been dead a couple of years, I believe. The grandmother was standing over the bed, an old lady. And Heather was very frightened, and she asked the grandmother what she was doing. And the grandmother said, put her hands up to her throat as if strangling herself, which must have been very frightening, and said, soon, Heather, you will be with me. And then she disappeared. Heather was very, very upset about this. And she told her boyfriend, whom she was living with at the time. They thought, well, maybe it's just a one-off. But the next night, she appeared in the living room when they were watching television. So they brought in Canon Lendrum. And he said, he talked to her. And the main thing that Canon Lendrum does when he meets somebody like this, he gets the backstory. And he realized that Heather had this very difficult life and that she'd been on the streets in Belfast. And, but she said, he asked her, did she want to change her ways and give herself back to God? And she agreed to do that. So he took her to his church and he was doing very well. And then she had to go into hospital because she was drinking. And then he got this call when she came out of hospital. A good friend of his took her in, and the canon got a call one evening to say, please come over, there's something wrong with Heather. And when he got there, he could not believe what he saw, because the Heather that he knew had completely gone, and this was a very ugly version of her. And Canon Lendrum cites that as the moment when he realized that this was not Heather, but this was a demon, a Heather that was possessed. And the story actually opens, it's the first case in the book, it opens with him trying to do the exorcism, which was impossible to do because she was very violent. And anyway, he had to apply to the bishop to do a solemn exorcism. And the solemn exorcism succeeded. And
you said it succeeded?
It succeeded, yeah.
It worked, okay.
And that she found peace. She woke up after it, very much at peace, and wondered what had gone on. She said, how did I get down on the floor? Because she had absolutely no memory.
My gosh.
The demon had come in. It wasn't Heather. Canon Lendrum said he knew he wasn't talking to Heather. So the canon looks back on that case as the reason why he became an exorcist. Because he then knew that the devil existed. And then,
what? Go ahead, Christine.
Sorry. Then she got ill again. And he had to do another one. He collected other people to do another exorcism. And he said, during that one, something terrible happened. Heather ran into a corner of the room. And she said, they'll never take me away from you. I will always want to be with you.
Oh, my gosh.
And they realized they had to give up because she was talking to the demon and that they had to stop the exorcism.
So they said, why did they give up?
Because the victim has to want with all their heart to give up on this thing. So he said there is no point. She became a prostitute. And two years later, he read about her in the paper that she died in the doorway. And she was just 40. And he said that case was the most terrible and most upsetting thing. It always preys on his mind that he could not deliver that young woman.
Was alcohol also her demon?
Alcohol, drugs, yeah, the whole nine yards, as they say.
It seems that when people are in that state, they open themselves up to these demons.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Something comes in. Many of the clergymen we talk to would say that when you give your mind over to drugs or excessive alcohol, you don't know what you're relying in. That's why a lot of people say, oh, I don't remember what I did. How could I have done that, you know?
Well, I've seen a lot of people, Christina and David, who have gone out and they drank a little too much. Their personalities change, and in some cases, they become demons. I've always wondered if they get possessed, at least for a short time.
Yes, it's very possible.
We really don't know what's out there, do we? We literally do not know. We have all sorts of theories. And you can talk from now until the end of the year about different theories. But there must be some sort of evil presence out there, and it must be divided up into, say, demons and sub-demons and sub-sub-demons, all out there just waiting the chance. And I always find it quite frightening, too, if I hear about young people going out binge drinking, and as you say, they have these blackouts. And I wonder, what happened? You don't know what happened. You have no idea if you were yourself or somebody else. You have a blank slate. That must be one of the most scary things. That I think what separates us from the rest of the animal kingdom is that we have consciousness. But if you lose your consciousness, you're no longer human. Let's put it that way.